producer Jordan Stogler. Jordan, you got to get the mic. How are you?
Hey guys. Hi.
Garmin, what's up?
Ready for the pity party.
And Philly, what's happening?
Been better.
Yeah, we're all sad.
Not a good week.
Not a good week for any of us. Browns lose and kind of a blowout, right?
38-14.
Yeah. So yeah. Bengals, we've watched this movie how many times?
Several. And we keep buying tickets.
Yeah. We're idiots. And the Titans struggled and got shut out. So we'll go in depth about all those games, and you guys can listen to all of our depression. Our draft 8.0 tonight is famous duos.
So, not necessarily famous, just duos.
Just duos, just in general.
Mediocre duos. Yep. Lame duos. Any kind of duos. So follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter or give us a call, 419-516-0702 if you want to share in our depression. We'll be right back.
Pizza. Just the word makes me hungry. Miracle Lanes has the best pizza around, and all you have to do is call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. They're open every day. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wings buffet. Reserve your lanes now for birthday parties and other events. Pizza, wings, sandwiches, Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Now open every day.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. It's time again for the one-of-a-kind auction. It's coming up on Sunday evening, October 21st, with the doors opening at 4:45. It's only $10 and includes an awesome buffet of desserts and appetizers provided by the ladies of Psi Iota Xi. Come early and visit with old and new friends and get a good look at the dozens of items in the live and silent auctions. Lots of great unique items are available again this year, from vacation packages in Florida and Indiana Beach to beautiful handmade wooden bowls, a homemade pie a month for a year, and numerous other food items, college and pro team sports tickets, and a whole lot more. There's sure to be something for everybody with dozens of items in the raffles, live auction, and silent auction. It's always a lot of fun, and the proceeds go to the Fort Recovery Historical Society and Project Recovery to help maintain our visitors' center. Tickets can be purchased at Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, and the Village Hall. Don't miss this fun event, the one-of-a-kind auction, coming up on Sunday, October 21st.
Practice Squad, call us 419-516-0702 or follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter with your Bengals takes. If you watched the game yesterday and shared in the sadness that we watched, Garmin and I were at the game, and Garmin looks at me with extreme sadness. Give me, I guess, it's hard to overarch one takeaway from that game. I guess, what were you most disappointed in that game?
Oh, God. Start off with what I'm most disappointed with.
I mean, okay, yeah.
The lack of the ability to cover anything across the middle.
Yeah. Our linebackers are bad. I mean, they can't keep up with anybody. Vontez, I feel like he's just an idiot thug, and he's lost a step, I think. He's just not as effective as he used to be. I don't think you don't see him pop as much as you used to.
He's still like an okay run stopper.
Yeah. That's all he's good for, though.
But that's about it. Because he had a nice goal.
He almost had a pick. Yeah. He should have caught. But yeah, he just he's not making as big of an impact as I think we thought. We lost the signal caller, Nick Vigil, who's the only athletic linebacker we have.
The best cover linebacker.
Jordan Evans is athletic, but he's raw. Hardy Nickerson's bad. Vinny Ray is old as dirt. And I don't even know who the heck else we have. So
Malik Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. The rookie out of Texas who can't even get on the field. He's only active when there's injuries. So. Yeah, it was just it was an exciting game to be at. There were a lot of fans. We sat with majority Steelers fans.
A lot of Pittsburgh fans, so that was fun.
So we were in kind of enemy territory. And, you know, the first half really was an entertaining first half. Bengals scored first. You know, Steelers answered right away. Tyler Boyd had a lot of good catches over the middle. He's just been really good this year.
Yeah, he's really kind of coming into his own.
Yeah, he's just like a lot of just really good. Nothing down the field. There was really nothing down the field all game for either team. The only one being the Juju's catch for Steelers. It's about a 30-yarder. That was kind of a 50-50 ball that he caught for a touchdown. Joe Mixon ran the ball at like 6 yards a clip. Mm-hmm. I mean, they pretty much got whatever they wanted running the ball. AJ Green struggled, two drops at first, but then, like he always does, redeems himself. And
yeah, he ended up having a good day. I think he had like 7 for 95 or something like that.
Yeah, you know, like nothing deep, but it's some really critical catches when they needed them. And we had kind of a cool angle from where we were sitting. You can kind of see how they were developing those throws over the middle, and you can just throw it in the general area of Green. And he just contorts his body and just, it was really impressive to watch. And then the second half, there was just another play. The Bengals get to the Steelers in their first drive in the second half. They're 40 and it's 4th and 1 and we punt. And I don't know what you guys think and what the mentality should be, but sometimes I just want them to just
go for it,
go win the game. Like, and I get like, let's punt them back to their, you know, don't give them the ball in the 50, but. Like, one of these times, you got to do something different to just break this series open. Because the same game, we've seen the same game forever. We were talking before the show. Marvin Lewis is 2-16 against the Steelers in Cincinnati during his coaching career. That's unbelievable.
Which I literally had no idea of that stat until Sunday.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's like, I mean, what gets you fired, of course, any other coach would be, but, you know, and was it all his fault? I don't, probably not yesterday, but.
It's not, but when we were driving down, we were listening to Ken Brew.
Yeah.
And he makes the analogy of Pittsburgh Steelers are big brother and we're little brother.
Yeah.
And they're constantly just shoving our face in the dirt.
Yeah.
So it's like at some point you got to be like, this is a meaningful game against a rival.
We got to go try and win.
Yeah. I mean, have some stones to make that play to go for that fourth down.
And they said he had his conference today and he said that on 3rd and 1, they went for the run. It got stuffed and it backed them up. I guess it was, you know, like 3rd and 1/2 foot and it made it 4th and 1.5 feet. But, you know, who knows? So they decided not to go for it. They punt. Of course, the Steelers go down to get a field goal. Steelers got another field goal that should have been a touchdown, and they didn't challenge it.
Yeah.
So it was only a 6-point lead, and the Bengals had the ball with about, 4 minutes to go down and get a touchdown.
Yeah, and they ate some clock. I mean, not as much as what certain Bengals fans would have liked them to do.
So all the Dalton haters really haven't been very chirpy this year because he's really done well. I really can't think of a play he made yesterday that was bad.
No, I mean,
he had one bad throw that should have been picked off on a crossing route.
On any of the throws that were not right on, like Boyd and Green made some like incredibly athletic moves to
catch it,
make those catches.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had a good game. He led him right down the field, mixed and scores with 1.5 minutes left. And I think everyone thought the same thing. Just, man, I wish we could have run some more clock. And I wish that Big Ben didn't have so much time, but. Yeah, he goes right down the field.
Well, I don't know what Philly, Jordan, what you guys think, but when we were driving back, I mean, we were listening to 700. There was a million calls of people saying, I don't think the Bengals should have scored right there, Dan. I'm like, there was like 1:11 left. Like, you have to take the touchdown. And people are like, well, we shouldn't have scored and run some more clock.
Well,
take
I think
the touchdown. So what are you going to do? Just fall down this short?
Fall down the one.
So I don't think that play was what is in question. Yeah, it's a lot of time.
It was the play before that where they ran an out route to AJ. He ran out of bounds, but also before the play snapped,
the clock's
running.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there's 17 on the play clock.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. Yeah. And then the run to score the touchdown, obviously they're running to kill some clock. He just scored.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
You got to, like, you're not guaranteed. It'd be different if it was a 3-point game, which it almost was, because the drive before Vance McDonald fumbled.
Yes.
He couldn't recover it. And so they settled for field goal. But when it's a touchdown game like that, you have to score, and they scored. They gave the team the lead with a minute and a half. Defense just make one stop. And, like, all game, we just couldn't get off the field. I think we made them punt twice or three times. We just, it's just frustrating.
In my opinion.
No pressure.
I don't think he even had a touch.
No.
Like, there might have been a rush, but there was no, he was not sacked.
Geno Atkins had two pressures. That was
And
I don't even know what you consider a pressure. Do we know the definition of a pressure?
Forcing the quarterback out of the pocket. I don't know what the exact details are.
It's just, like, stupid.
All I know is that it was, they had 36 seconds left on the clock, and they hadn't even crossed the 50 yet. So I was feeling good.
Yeah.
And finally, we had them at 3 and out. It would have been 4th and 10, and they're on the other side of the 50, outside of field goal range. And then I think even more so than the pick play touchdown call that everyone was complaining about, the pass interference call on Dre Kirkpatrick I thought was kind of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another one of those, I don't know.
About the pick play, I was reading on that, and, like, of course, they have those analysts or whatever talking or whatever.
Yeah. Analysts.
Yeah. And
you don't like analysts, why, Jordan?
The reason why they didn't call it is because they said the defender, your defensive back, initialed the contact.
Yeah, and I saw that.
Because they said your outside corner was yelling at him because they knew the play.
Right.
They obviously did, because he was telling them, well, then he stepped up forward, and so that's the reason why they didn't call it, which made sense to me.
No, but, and I understand, I mean, the rule, but the way, and I watched it, I was telling David this before the show, that I saw that video where that guy was talking about that. You can't tell me, even if you're not Bengals fans, like, that is almost simultaneous contact between the receiver and the defender. And besides that, the rule of the pick play is the offensive player more than 2 yards downfield when the ball's in the air? And I think that was happening, and Juju was blocking him more than 2 yards down the field while the ball was in the air.
It was Justin Hunter.
Was it? Well, either way.
Ex-Titan.
Either way, like, I don't know. I'm not going to complain too much about it, because there's other
stuff.
Sounds
like you are.
Well, I mean, when you had the Raiders game, you had some stuff, some controversial calls at the end, but, like, I'm going to take the high road like you did, where it's like, we should have done stuff earlier in the game to prevent that. Like, we were just giving them everything in the middle of the field.
Yeah. And even just on that last drive, there was multiple times where we needed, because the last couple weeks has been Dunlap or someone makes a play. We needed someone just to make a play, make a sack, just something like Geno or whatever. Nobody got close. And when you don't get to Big Ben, you can just sit there and watch it. If he can pat the ball.
It is the most agitating thing
in
the world.
You were getting probably pissed at me, because I just would sit there and go, like, too much time.
No, you even said it. You're like, if Ben Roethlisberger has enough time to clap that ball 4 times, we're screwed.
Oh, yeah. Like, and you can just see when he goes back to pass, too much time, complete. Too much time, complete. Like, he'll never miss a throw if he's not got someone in his face. And we didn't have anyone in his face the entire game. Before the season, we were sitting here talking, our defensive line is going to be awesome. And
I think they have a very good defense or offensive line.
But it sure didn't, it didn't do anything yesterday. So we'll see. And then we didn't even mention how the game ended, but Antonio Brown ran for a 40-yard touchdown.
Right, yeah. The quote-unquote pick play.
How confident were you once you scored the touchdown that you were going to win?
I felt good.
I didn't feel good, but I didn't really process it, because I was just, like, excited that we scored. And then I kind of realized, oh, yeah.
You got a minute. And
they got too much time. And I saw they had all 3 timeouts, and we hadn't stopped him all day. And I knew that he could probably just throw it to Vance McDonald for 10 yards, like, 6 times, and they would kick a field goal and win. So, yeah, it sucked. But at the same time, we had the lead with a minute and a half. You never know what can happen. So, I mean, better than not having the lead with a minute and a half, I guess, is what I thought. When we play the Steelers, I just generally think the negative. I think the negative all the time, but especially against the Steelers. And going in, I didn't feel that confident.
No, I did. I mean, when we were sitting at Holy Grail, I mean, obviously after each drink, I was feeling, like, more and more confident.
During our pregame show at the Holy Grail. Hope everyone tuned in.
Yep, just us sitting at the end of the bar.
Yep, broadcasting to ourselves. Yeah, we felt more and more confident as the alcohol was flowing.
Yeah.
And
the only place that will start serving at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, anyone that wants to go to a Bengals game, Holy Grail is first open 9 a.m.
So you left like at 7?
Yeah, 7.
A little after 7, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little after 7. We got down there and went to the Holy Grail. They had the WEBN pregame show, our competitors.
Yeah.
Our rival. Yeah, and we watched that and went to the game about noon, watched everybody dance to trap music. I enjoy watching NFL
with
players.
Their headphones.
No, they all had the, like, because this is like, we went not early. We were there about quarter after 12. Yeah. So they're all doing stretches and like, it's not really stretching anymore. It's dancing.
It's dancing to the music.
Dancing to the future.
Keep them loose.
And Travis Scott. And they're just, you know, like doing this, a lot of this.
Yeah.
And
which is good for radio.
Good radio. Yeah. Good. And sorry. I was dancing. Like, but yeah, not very well. But so we watched that. We watched kind of the players interact. It's funny to watch Antonio Brown before the game because he's not engaged at all.
No, he's not. Like, I don't think he did any stretching whatsoever.
He didn't stretch. And like, the whole offense is running. They're like they're, you know, they do like the little 7-on-7 crap. Yeah. And Antonio Brown just like off to the side dancing. And he's also talking to, you know, some kid on the sidelines signing autographs. Like,
well, when we were like in the Steelers area, and I don't know if like Steelers fans have Antonio Brown's phone number, but he kept doing the finger gesture like,
yeah,
hey, like call me, like everybody just walk him, just like call me. I'm like, I don't know if anyone has your number, Antonio.
Yeah.
That's, well, I think that's probably in reference to like his famous video in the locker room where he was like,
oh yeah, where he, yeah, so he got, when he got fined.
Did you see that report or like a little report on Twitter of Josh Allen asking Kelvin Benjamin if he wants to take extra rounds?
I showed him that we're at the Holy Grail. And he straight up said no.
No. That's funny.
Nah, not going to.
No, man.
Sorry.
Which I thought was ridiculous, but then after watching Antonio Brown warm up, I was like, okay, maybe that's normal.
It's funny that Kelvin Benjamin thinks that he's on Antonio Brown's level.
Yeah,
he's not. He's not even close.
But you can tell, I don't think sources, because we were there. I think the relationship between Big Ben and Antonio Brown is not a good one.
Oh, yeah?
I just, there's not a lot of, like, they just walk by each other and they don't say anything.
Do they still throw touchdowns?
Yeah, they do.
Game-winning ones, yeah. David was very into body language that game.
Yeah, I was.
He's setting, like I don't know. Did you see Antonio Brown didn't give him a high five?
There's your second job right there. I'm going to read your body language.
I was like, man, I think this is going to be our game because they don't like each other at all.
No.
And also, Ryan Shazier was there. We saw him.
Yep, he walked. Yeah,
he was walking with a very bad limb, but he's walking. But that guy's never playing football again. There's no way.
No.
I guess
he could be like all-time quarterback for like flag football. Maybe.
I guess.
Yes, he could be. He'd be a really good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw him. He was walking by, and so that was kind of cool to see. So we kind of had a cool view, minus all the Steelers fan and your purple pink shirt guy.
Yeah. So I had like a little mini like get off my lawn rant about purple shirt guy or pink shirt guy. Who? So I'd had plenty of drinks before the game, so I was going to the restroom quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going up and down the stairs a lot, and I'm noticing that. And this is a pre-packed stadium.
Yeah.
Pink shirt guy throughout the game was at the top of the bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and every time. And you know where he was at the end of the game.
Yeah, down
there. He worked his way down. I'm like, this scumbag just keeps working his way down. And he's a Steelers fan. And like, so there's this big crowd of Steelers fan behind the field goal post. And the thing that drove me the most crazy about this guy is that he's like yelling at him like, yeah. And you know how the Steelers fans have their terrible towel. But he's just waving his hand around. This dude did not have a terrible towel.
Yeah.
He like wanted to be a part of it. And I'm like, no, you can't be a part of it. And the worst part about the whole thing was when we scored that touchdown at the end with like a minute left, I made eye contact with this dude and he looks at me and he's pointing at the clock.
Yeah.
Like he knows that they have enough time. And I'm like, nah, no way.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm not going to look at this guy the rest of the way out of here because I feel like I'm going to do something stupid.
He was really noticeable because I noticed him too. Like we both look at you, see that guy, purple pink shirt over there. Yeah.
He is my new rival.
Yeah, he's very happy. Just depressing game. So they're 4-2. They're still in first place. They hold a tiebreaker against the Ravens because they.
Unfortunately, we don't have to play like anyone solid.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have to play Pat Mahomes, the hottest quarterback in football, on Sunday Night Football, where you we guys
got where after. Everyone's gonna watch.
What?
You guys got it after their
Buccaneers.
Should be a win.
Yeah, should be. Yeah. But I don't like 5-3. I'd like 6-2. So because they're 4-2 now. I don't know. They got flexed to Sunday night next week, so they got the night game. That doesn't bode well.
Prime time.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I'm always very positive, but even I don't feel comfortable about going in Arrowhead at nighttime.
There's no way. We lose by 14 next week.
But you get Green Zone, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We do. We get to see what the...
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we'll get to see how far it is. NBC.
Fun. I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of that yet.
Yeah, I mean it's nothing
special. Is it for like the like your girlfriend or whatever, and you have to like explain like you see that area that's green?
But that's what the yellow line is for.
I know, but it has to be for like people that don't know what football is.
More girls are probably like, why is that section more green than the rest of the field?
Well, they fertilize that area more during the game,
and it keeps moving as the first down.
Yeah,
and then you can just say, well, that's the game, the yards they have to go. Yeah. So, yeah. So they're on Sunday night. They play the Chiefs. I'm not feeling there's no way.
You can beat the Chiefs.
There's a way.
We can beat the Chiefs.
Yep. Yeah. You can beat the Chiefs.
Well, we'll see. So we'll have to stay up late. We'll make Garmin grumpy, have to stay up late and not get to bed.
I mean, you gotta look at this, right? Patriots just beat them.
Yeah.
And Marvin Lewis is the second. He's behind.
Second most tenured.
Yeah. So
that's true.
Maybe his wisdom will
Marvin's coaching skills.
Maybe wisdom against the Steelers doesn't seem to work.
No, Marvin. That's not the Steelers.
Marvin's move was clapping on the sidelines and yelling, "Let's go!" That's, so if he does that enough times, maybe they will pull.
I feel like Marvin and Bill Belichick, like personality-wise, on like sidelines, are very similar. Like they show no emotion.
No,
yeah,
because Marvin will at least say good job.
Well, besides the press
Bill
conference,
Bill Belichick is there staring daggers.
Besides
at
the press conference, and Marvin gives you better answers and says
a little bit better answers, but still not much.
More concerned about playing on to Cincinnati.
Bill Belichick.
So they got they got Kansas City next week, a tough one, and then Tampa Bay after that, and then the bye. So. These are really critical games because now the division, which could have been pretty well wrapped, not wrapped up, but they would have had a game in hand against the Steelers and the Ravens. Now
the Browns,
wide open.
It's a bummer, like, because we've been playing well, that now everyone's paying attention to us, and I don't want to hear it all on TV anymore.
Because I know they're going to, if they lay an egg next Sunday night, we're going to have to listen to
typical Bengals falling apart.
Know what you mean.
Here we go again.
Are they for real?
No, they're a pretender.
Well, we might be kind of for real. Just give us
Shut up, everybody. Just leave us alone. All right. Well, that's the Bengals. I mean, they lost. What are we going to do? It sucks, and they should have won, but they didn't. So we move on. We move on.
We have a platform to vent.
Yes, we do. We'll be right back with our Browns takes.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
The Fort Recovery Bulls.
boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. A night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
That's the practice squad. Follow along on Twitter at FR Practice Squad or give us a call 419-516-0702. Staring at you that time, Garmin.
Nailed it.
The Browns played a game on Sunday.
Browns played a game, yes.
And they played the Superchargers from Los Angeles.
Yeah. And so I was able to catch glimpses of this game. So my TV, unfortunately, the one that I was at, had the Bengals and Steelers and Colts and Jets. Thanks to Bernie, though, he did have an iPad that had the game streaming, so I was able to catch here and there. So I got the general gist of the game. There's not a lot to get.
Yeah.
But overall, we got our butts kicked.
Mm-hmm.
For most of the game, there was a few. The game just got away from us pretty quick. We got ran over. Melvin Gordon's good. I think he's a person who I never give credit to.
You don't, and I'm a fan, and you always yell at me.
I just never watch him play. He always seems like...
He is underrated, good.
He's underrated.
If other players were doing what he was doing, like, he would be getting much more publicity.
Is it the team he plays for, too?
Probably.
Yeah. But, I mean...
Like, they haven't been very good the last couple of years, you know?
He ran all over us. I'm sure he probably... I don't know how much he averaged, but I'm sure it's six...
Yeah, it seems like 118 yards rushing and 3 TDs, I think.
Yeah, so...
That's a good game.
And that Austin Eckler made, you know, not every play, but it seems like every, like, 3rd and 5, he would have, like,
yeah, every, a 15-yard run. Yep.
Is he, like, the next Darren Sproles or what?
Because
I like seeing him, like, he hasn't been in fantasy pickup the last couple years.
How many Darren Sproles are there?
A lot. If you're short and you're, like, you know, can catch balls. And
I mean, yeah, he's short and...
He's Darren Sproles.
Yeah.
Like, if you're running back that's not big enough to take a full workload and you're like a third down back,
frustrate fan bases because they just make plays and you can't tackle them. But they're slippery, per se.
Receivers dropped. Antonio Callaway dropped a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm not playing him fantasy again.
And then he'll probably go off.
Three straight weeks. I think he has 6 points total.
Yeah. So he can get open. I think he's coming off like a year and a half without playing football. I think he's thinking too much. He's not catching the ball when it's there. So I just think he needs to get some rest off. And
I think he needs to get his mind right. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Maybe. So he dropped a touchdown pass. Damon Ratley, who was our 6th-round choice, dropped a touchdown pass. But overall, he did fairly well. He's caught 6 balls out of 8 passes.
Was Higgins hurt?
Higgins is hurt. Willie's,
did he play?
Willie's, no, he got hurt. He broke his collarbone.
Really?
Ed Streeter got hurt. So we were down to 3 receivers. We were down to Jarvis, Callaway, and Damon Ratley.
And Callaway still only had 3 fantasy points.
I wonder if there's a guy on the market, potentially, free agent, that you could pick up.
Corey Coleman.
Maybe. Are you talking about Dez, or are you talking about?
I was talking about Corey Coleman as a joke.
Both. Yeah, so we're feeling pretty thin at wide receiver right now. So
how did Njoku do?
Njoku actually did probably his best game. He's getting more targets with the lack of depth at receiver. From what I've seen, he didn't have any blatant drops. He had some pretty good plays. Caught everything. Caught some third down passes. Had a good touchdown pass. Touchdown catch.
I was going to say a touchdown pass?
No, touchdown catch. Sorry.
Nice.
Just kind of like a jump ball.
I thought maybe Hugh Jackson did that crazy formation and then Njoku threw it out of it.
Baker lines up a wide receiver.
Yeah. So I think he'll be a bigger part of the offense. So he had a good day. Baker struggled for most of the day.
Rookie game.
He
How many picks?
Two
you
picks.
Just say that?
Yeah, two picks. One touchdown, two picks.
I think this was the welcome to the NFL type game.
He threw for under 50%. I mean, again, the game just got away. Then we didn't have a run game. We had a pass. And apparently he ran for the first down and tripped or like twisted his ankle on.
I saw that play. It's like he slipped on that.
And like then he was kind of hobbled all day. And since after that, he really didn't get anything going. I mean, he's still making good throws. He still has a lot of drops. I think going into this game, even after the game, like 10% of his throws are dropped, which is the highest in the NFL, which is just way too many.
Way to help your rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Defense, they just like water.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know if it's player personnel or scheme wise, but they just outside run Gush just all day.
Really? Rivers had a good game, or
Rivers
was it?
Had a decent game, two touchdowns, a pick. A
lot of yards.
207.
So they didn't throw it on you too much, really. More running.
And like, I'd say 100 of that was like 240-yard bombs to Terrell Williams.
Yeah.
Who caught it over.
Yeah.
Darius Randall, and I think.
He had like three receptions for 100 yards, two TDs.
Yeah. So he played good.
Was this game in Cleveland?
It was in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. The Chargers don't play at home again till mid-November.
Really?
Yeah. So they play
because their next game is in London against the Titans, and it's a home game for them.
And then they have a bye, and then they have two away games at like the 49ers and then Oakland. So they have like five.
I think the Chargers are really good.
They are good. Rivers is very good. I don't think he's looking underrated.
They still have like key defensive players that are hurt.
Chargers once they get Bosa back.
Bosa is coming back after week eight or something like that, I think he said. One other defensive player that's hurt.
They pretty much smoked us. I think we were a little bit high on ourselves. I think our defense is a tad overrated. We're still good. We're just probably not as good as what we thought or everyone else thought we were. We didn't get like any rush, really. I mean, he just nickel and dimed us.
Yeah.
Did the refs take this game away from you?
No. Okay. But did you see the worst call?
No. What happened this time?
That false start.
The false start? That was insane.
It was the worst. Again, the worst call of the week.
They called a first false start on the Browns?
No, they didn't call one.
The left tackle had one step.
Garmin pulled up on Twitter.
Snapped.
Oh, well. It is horrendously bad.
And on that play, so like our whole defensive line like stopped rushing, and then they just threw a touchdown pass for like 35 yards.
Because they didn't know. Yeah.
No, like it was a full second before this ball was
literally he took one step back before the ball was even.
I mean, so the NFL came out today. They didn't give it any time. They came out today and said they missed the call.
Yeah, that's funny. I like how they do that.
That play should have been flagged, but we
did miss it.
Was that early in the game or late?
That was probably second or third quarter. I think that made it 21 or 28 to 3 or 6.
I mean, it didn't cost you the game, did
it? No.
But it was.
There's just horrible. A couple plays that we could have made to keep it. You know, I think after like a quarter and a half, it was kind of out of hand when it was like 21-3. It was 21-3. We were driving, and it was 3rd and 3, probably like the 40, 35-yard line of the Chargers, 35-yard line. So we were driving, and we pass it incomplete, and like then we decided to go for it on 4th and 3. So I'm like, if you're going to go for it on 3rd and 3, you should just run it, knowing you're in go for it.
Yeah.
So we just had two incomplete balls, stalled the drive.
And they went down.
If we made it maybe 10-21 going into half, maybe that does something. But we couldn't make plays. Baker had hit the two picks were on him, I'd say. One he just stared on the receiver, one was a tad behind.
Through what, like five games now or six?
Of Baker.
I guess of the season. It's week six, so yeah.
It's week six. He has 4.5.
So who's the better rookie quarterback?
Oh,
Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold?
His numbers by far, Baker's are. Baker. His quarterback rating is a lot better.
Really?
Sam had a pretty good game.
Sam slung it on Sunday.
Yeah. Sam Darnold's had two really good games back-to-back.
Yeah, that's about it.
But again, I think our schedule has been far harder.
Yeah.
He's faced the Colts and
Jets have put up like ridiculous amount of points the last 2 weeks, and I have no idea.
But they played some sketchy defense.
Nothing against Sam. I think he'll be good.
Yeah. Well, the Denver game, he had Isaiah Crowell rush for 200 some yards. So I mean, that obviously helps. So
it didn't give me any. And I like how we do this. We're like, before the season, we're going to say, all right, you know, it's we're temper expectation. He does good. Then we get our hopes up.
It's hard not to.
And then we're like, hey, there's going to be up and downs. And then he has a down game. And then we all kind of freak out that, oh, my God, is he going to bust? But I think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything where I was like, okay, maybe he doesn't have
If anyone cares, I retweeted that false start penalty from the FR Practice Squad Twitter account.
Yes, follow along at FR Practice Squad. And check that play out and complain with us.
Now,
any sonnets or raps this week? Or no? No,
I do. It's
I'm surprised.
It's probably just I am sad.
In between the party you were at, trying to see what happened.
Yeah, so I did it here a little bit after work, so in between. So I kind of rushed it. It went in a totally different direction than what I thought I was going to.
Okay.
So you let these sonnets write you.
They just come to me. You know, I always have a notepad beside my bed, so when I have notes, I just kind of jot it down.
When you wake up in a cold sweat, yeah. Like, ooh, I got to write that down.
Have these genius thoughts.
So I grab it.
What is it this week? Is it a poem or is it?
Are words on a paper that I'm going to read.
Words on a paper that you're going to read. I guess that's poetry.
That there's a rhyme scheme with it. I just don't know. That's
poetry.
And I kind of practiced, and the words are tricky, so I'm going to stumble a few times. But I'll
try. The words are tricky? Like you wrote big words?
Like I, yeah. Yes.
He's a lyrical genius.
So, all right. I don't have any music with it.
That's okay.
All right.
Do it from your heart.
Lame.
There isn't much to say, so I won't make this harder. We played like crap and lost to the Chargers. So I'm going to tackle a problem much, much larger. I'm not talking about how I still think they reside in San Diego. I'm referring to our team's biggest flaw, which is Baker's logo. To most, it's probably fine, but I assure you that logo design is asinine. Go ahead and wear a headband, but don't let it define. Look what happened to LeBron and his tragic hairline. That reminds me, when do the Lakers play? Everyone knows I've always been a fan of basketball in LA. You walked into the stadium with that logo on your sweatshirt. I saw in your eyes and know that you hurt. But sure, I'm sure you kept thinking, how can my logo be any better? I bet Jordan's criticizing me and the design on my sweater. You're right. I'm afraid to say, but you've been very misguided. I've watched your series this summer and how you decided your friends were wrong in the opinions they provided. So I have a few critiques to help your logo/brand. First, you decided before you had a number, which I don't understand. For example, if we knew your number was 6, we could tie that into the lowercase b. Wouldn't that be sick? Then have a bold M above the bump in the B? Feel free to use my suggestion. There won't be a fee, but you need to consult with someone with a PR degree. Sorry, I'm almost done. One more way to improve your brand, decrease the prices of the clothes by making it in Thailand. I know it's not homemade, but fans will understand. After some on-field success, they'll be in high demand. I'm not lying. Put me in on the witness stand. Some people can't handle the truth, like Tom Cruise. Thanks for listening to my branding views.
So that went very different.
Kind of where it went.
Yeah.
All that being said, did you not buy some of his stuff?
It's on back order.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I will.
Does he have like his own store? How's it on back order?
He had a partnership with it's a Cleveland company, not Homage, but it's like where I'm from.
Uh huh.
It's a little like online company. So
they just don't have the merchandise.
Yeah, I mean, I bought one that I guess they didn't make that much of. It wasn't one.
Did they? Ones, it's not the BM with the bandana.
It is, but that's just on like everything.
I got you. Yeah, I didn't think about the whole wait till you have a number. That would have been smart.
Yeah,
Philly, what's the rank?
No, it's right in the middle. Yep. Yeah,
that was 50-50.
Subpar.
Yeah, there was not much game breakdown, but I do like where it went.
Yeah,
I like how it just went off. Even put LA and the Lakers in there.
That's just where I go.
Like, it seemed to me that you probably checked out at a certain point during the game and just started focusing on Baker's logo.
So does LeBron play tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Go Lakers.
Go Lakers.
Yeah. I'm more of a LeBron fan.
I'm more of a LeBron fan.
It'll be fine.
Well, that's the Browns. They're, 2-3-1 now?
2-3-1 with Tampa Bay on the docket.
All right. In Tampa, probably?
At Tampa. Winnable game.
Famous Jameis.
Probably must win if we want any eating sort of hope for being in playoff discussions.
Yeah.
Enjoy those crab legs.
Must win in week 7.
They're giving up the most yards and touchdown passes.
Should be a shootout. They fired their coordinator today.
Fired their defense coordinator. They have one pick.
So Baker goes for like 304 touchdowns.
He might be a good play on your daily fantasy.
I'm going to predict it now.
Your DFS leagues.
He will throw for 300 plus, three touchdowns, and one pick.
You are the fantasy expert here, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We just need receiver. I mean, I don't know who they're going to serve. And we need to involve Duke Johnson more. He kind of by default, which is sad, got more touches yesterday. But whenever he gets the ball, he gets 10 yards. So I don't know why he doesn't get the ball more.
When you get 10 yards,
he's on my fantasy team, and he has done.
Our listener, Toby, informed us that the Lakers play Thursday.
That's right. Okay. The TNT doubleheader tomorrow night is Sixers, Celtics, Thunder's Warriors. I assumed that the league would throw LeBron in our face right off the
bat. Yeah, I thought so, too. Like, right off the bat. Well, okay, so there's the Browns.
There's Browns.
Another depressing team that we follow. Disappointing us week by week. We'll be back with more Titans depressing talk and some other NFL talk. We'll be right back.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4800.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. On Thursday, the Lady Indians volleyball team begins their tournament run with a sectional final game at New Bremen versus the winner of New Knoxville and Waynesfield Goshen. We'll play the 5:30 game, and if we win on Thursday, we'll play the following Monday at 7:30 at Van Wert. On Friday, it's football at Marion Local. The Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. Get out to the games this week. Tournament volleyball begins on Thursday at 5:30 at New Bremen, and we'll have the four best teams in the state in our bracket, so we need all our fans there to cheer them on. Then Friday, football at state champion Marion Local. Get out to these games to show your support for our teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
FR Practice Squad on Twitter, or give us a call 419-516-0702.
You broke eye contact.
I know. I almost had that one. I didn't want to give all of our callers the wrong number, you know. They
missed it.
Flooding the lines today. The Titans played a game on Sunday.
Their defense did, somewhat.
They played the Baltimore Ravens. What happened?
Their offense did not play a single snap in that game.
They did play snaps, but they didn't get yards.
What it seemed like is that I would yawn and close my eyes, and all of a sudden our defense is back on the field. But no, it was the first time they got blown out at home ever in their franchise. And that's counting the Houston Oilers too combined.
Like that big of a blowout?
Yeah.
What about sacks? That's got to be up there. Did they say that for a team record?
They were too shy of breaking it. One of tying.
It was 11, wasn't it?
Yeah. Marcus Mariota got sacked 11 times. So our offensive line was not there. It was a bad showing by them. Our receivers were, I don't know, bad. They didn't get open. Like, their route running just seemed like a bunch of high schoolers out there. Just like very...
not our high schoolers.
Weak. I'd say their route running was very weak. then our running backs, their pass protection was awful. So, but that was expected, our offense. I mean, this was the third game this year that they haven't scored a touchdown in.
Really?
Yeah.
The offense? Wow, that is a bad stat.
That is a bad stat.
So, and the funny thing is, I mean, I don't even know what our offense coordinator, Matt LaFleur, was even planning that game. If it was to go 3-and-out, then he did a hell of a job because, like, that's pretty much what it was. Like, that's
not a bad strategy.
But the thing is, like, you know, most, you know, you're an NFL coach. Make adjustments. You know, usually you see that. No, he didn't. Nothing changed. I understand now Mariota was on his back, you know, most of the game, but
I respect the to your gun.
It was just unbelievable. I mean, but they always say we're going to try to get our run game going, and then they give Derrick Henry 6 rushes. So, I mean, that doesn't seem like they're trying at all.
Was he moving the ball?
And no, but they didn't really give him a shot. Like,
yeah.
Derrick Henry, he's like, you got to give him his carries. Like, he needs like 15 or more carries to do something. Now, I understand, like, other games, we gave him 18 or, you know, carries, and he didn't do anything, but it's just...
How quickly did they get behind?
Right away.
Did they feel like they had to catch it, like, pass to try and get back in the game, probably?
Yeah, kind of.
I feel like the Titans are a team, and you can correct me, but I feel like they need to get out to a good start so that they can play from ahead.
Well, the Titans need to...
establish a run and not have to...
The Titans need to establish a run first, which they haven't done first in any of the games, and... realistically, they need, when they first drive, they need to score a touchdown, which I don't think they've ever had since I've been a fan. I don't know. It's like, it's just the whole offense was very depressing to watch, but I kind of had that in my mindset because I knew Baltimore's defense is good. So I thought it was just going to be field goals, mm-hmm. but we couldn't even get close enough for
a field goal.
So it was just ugly. I was more disappointed with our defense because our defense has been, I mean, statistically, they were top 10 defense so far in this league. And I'm just, Joe Flacco looked like the best quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like there was no pressure, in which our defense coordinator is Dean Pease, which used to be the defense coordinator for Baltimore.
What's his name?
Dean Pease.
That's a weird name.
Dean Pease.
So I thought, you know, maybe.
P-E-S.
Yeah.
Peas.
So I figured he would have like a good defensive scheme, you know, or whatever. I don't think we blitzed until the late third quarter. That was our first blitz of the game. And we actually got pressure once instead of Joe Flacco sitting in the pocket for 4 minutes. Then, you know, you're asking a DB to guard a receiver for, you know, 4 seconds.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. It's not good at all. So I didn't really understand his defensive scheme.
So did anyone have a good play or anything?
The only good thing outcome out of this game is we won the turnover battle.
Yeah.
Which didn't mean... But... I mean, we got a pick and
crap.
We didn't lose a ball. So it was like, that was the only good outlook
moral
out
victories.
Of the game. But
moral victories.
It was just a very, like... I don't know. Just like... Their offensive drives for Baltimore was like the long, you know, methodical drive, you know, like they were 8 for 8 on third down completing them at one point. And
that's,
I think,
so
they finished the game at, I want to say 13 of 18 or 14 of 18. So that's another like thing you cannot do. So obviously you're going to, like, if your quarterback gets sacked 11 times, you're obviously going to lose.
Yeah.
And if your defense can't get off the field on third downs, you're obviously going to lose.
Yeah.
So like, I think they scored 21 points. So every drive they had, I think it was over like 8 minutes or like, it was like 5 minutes, whatever.
So that puts their record at what?
They're 3-3, still on top of the AFC South, which is amazing.
So the Jags 3-3?
Yes.
That's a bad division.
The Titans, Jags, and Houston are all 3-3, and we beat the Jags and Houston.
And Houston has to feel like not good at all their wins. Like, their wins are horrible.
Yeah, they should have lost to Buffalo.
They should have lost to the Colts.
So, yeah.
They should have lost to Buffalo. They should have lost.
Like, so, like,
two of their wins are horrible.
It was just crazy. Like, everybody was thinking, like, you know, the AFC's health. It's going to be a tough division because obviously you look at.
Tough to watch.
Yeah. Pretty much. You look at what Jacksonville did last year, then what Houston was doing until Deshaun Watson got hurt, then what the Titans did. But yeah, it's completely. Yeah. I think they might be the weakest division in the league. towards the end, but because Jacksonville got spanked by Dallas.
Yeah, and I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Because we'll get to all that, all the other crazy stuff this weekend.
I got a good chuckle out of that just because Jalen Ramsey was running his mouth. And
yeah.
I did, like, that totally screwed me on our over-under.
Yeah.
Because I picked the Jags.
Well, I picked the Titans.
It was like minus 1.5, but yeah, it was really nice. And I don't know what you guys think about Jalen Ramsey, but I was kind of so sick and tired.
Did you see his press conference afterwards?
Yeah, I'm so sick and tired of seeing this dude jaw, and then when they get
Do you not like it when people talk, Garmin?
No. Garmin likes business as usual, but he did Chad Johnson.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so because I liked Chad, I didn't like that. I liked how Chad was one
if
of the
Jalen
best.
If Jalen Ramsey was a Bengal, you wouldn't care?
Well, I would like Jalen Ramsey if he's a Bengal.
I would like it, but that part of it would drive me crazy. Like, I would hate what Chad would do, but I would also love to watch him run routes and his sideline catches. But like when he would like. He did basically doing the same thing Jalen Ramsey did. Like, he'd pick a corner every week and have a matchup thing in his locker. And then Jalen Ramsey's talking smack to like every single player in the NFL. And then they get their butts stomped. And he like, man up and do your interview. If you're going to talk smack.
It's like, I don't know.
He did his interview.
No, yeah.
I don't know.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah. I don't know.
Marshawn Lynch gets like pat on the back.
So, Jordan, do you like guys who do horrible post-game interviews?
I love them.
Okay.
I love Greg Popovich. I love Bill Belichick.
Those guys are the absolute worst.
Who do the Titans play next week?
We got the 9:30 game in London against the Superchargers, which will be another disappointing game in my eyes. So whoever wants to drink with me at 9:30 in the morning, come on down. So
sounds good.
Yeah, I do think
the Chargers should change their name to the Superchargers. Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Is that not kind of what they are? Aren't they?
They're the San Diego Chargers. Or no, they're the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
But I like that some people call them the Superchargers. So, I think Chris Berman does.
The outlook is we're still in first place. Hopefully our coaches get their heads out of their butts and make some adjustments and figure out what to do. And maybe we can squeak a win out in week 7, then go on a bye, then hopefully they change it all around in the second half of the season. So,
well, there you go. All our teams suck. They all lost this week.
For now.
But we'll be back next week. So we'll see. Hopefully they can all turn it around. So what else happened in the NFL this week? I guess surprising losses and other things like that. Pat Mahomes threw for 1 million yards again in a great game last night. Did you guys watch that game?
Yep. Fun fact, did you guys see that was the first ever 43-40 score in the NFL history?
There's been 3 games this year that have had unique scores that have never happened before. One of them being a Bengals game. I can't remember what
first
was the record score.
38-37. So many records being broke.
That was the first time ever.
It's these new rules, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's making a difference. Like every game, I feel like every game your team has to score over 24 points to win.
Yeah. It's definitely making a difference for the
Titans. Well, I mean, it would help if you'd score a touchdown to win, but yeah.
But I mean, for most teams, they're scoring a lot of points.
Well, the NFL does all these rule changes, and they're getting what they want. They're getting these really high scores.
But also the ratings, like they drew a 14.1 or something last night for the NFL game, and the NLCS is going on, and it drew a 4.
That's so,
like it's just like they're still killing baseball.
The NFL still rules.
The NFL still rules. People watch because. And it's done huge things for fantasy. Like
football's more exciting than baseball.
These new rules, like your fantasy players are just going nuts, and people love it, and they want to see. You know,
not my fantasy players.
Yeah, not mine either.
Some of my fantasy players.
But I mean, it's definitely making a difference in these games, and you can just see it in the final scores. I mean, there's just. I think the Bengals will probably give up 60 points next week.
Yeah.
But I still think they could score 40.
They lose 40-60. It's a moral victory.
Yeah.
What else happened? The Jags. We'll give Toby some love. How about the Cowboys?
Yeah, he. I don't know if you got his text.
Jason Garrett's the best coach ever.
I don't know what to make of the Cowboys.
They're probably going to finish 8-9-7 again.
What's that?
So your guys' answer kind of.
Yeah.
I like to see Zeke do well.
I mean, Cole Beasley had an awesome game, but if he's your stud, then.
I mean, that was the first game that Dak Prescott actually looked good.
He played amazing, and it was against the Jags.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It was crazy.
Like, he actually looked back to, like, his rookie year. So
I wonder if everyone in Dallas is ready to
ship
him out now.
No. They did a complete 180. They're
not Dak?
Yeah, like, after, like, 2 weeks, they're like, get him out.
They probably got big banisters all over the place now. And they're like, oh, he's back.
Just kidding. We love it.
So, and this can be a question for Toby. He can text. But would you rather have Dak Prescott or Mitchell Trubisky for the next, like, 10 years?
Yeah, Mitch has had two good games back to back, but
I think
are you sold on him either?
Sold on Mitch?
Yeah.
Mm, no, he has better.
Said 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but is it coaching? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But Mitch also has better weapons around him.
A lot better weapons.
Yeah.
Well, I like Tariq Cohen.
So I'm sure Toby would rather just say, "Give me the Bears' offense in general," than he'd probably like that better. But
well,
who knows?
Yeah, and the Bills. What the Bills do? They almost beat the
13-20.
Nathan Peterman came back in.
Yeah, came in to ruin the game.
It was a pick six. By the way, I was listening to Sports Talk this morning. I believe it was Golic and Wingo, which straight copies Levitard now.
Yeah,
but they were saying. John Gruden, like, is John Gruden done? Because John Gruden is, like, losing the locker room and all this crap.
Do you think he just wants to go back to be, like, Monday night?
But then someone made a point, like, well, John Gruden's such a great player personnel because he had Nathan Peterman being the best quarterback in that draft class. Yeah. And he kept talking about how Peterman...
That show doesn't do him any favors.
Yeah.
He would say every quarterback's great. That's part of his job.
What did Toby say?
Toby said he'd rather have Dak. He said Trubisky has a great offensive mind calling plays, but he wants Haskins to America's team.
Haskins to America's
team. Okay, so Haskins goes there next year, and then we have to watch tape.
Well, I mean, Haskins can't be too good, right? Because, I mean, Dallas is probably going to have a mid-round pick.
Yeah.
So, but at least...
You got there's a lot of quarterbacks that might go before him.
He needs a character issue.
The kid from Oregon.
Yeah, the kid from Oregon might go before him.
He needs to steal something or get DUI.
That Justin Herbert guy can sling it too, man.
Yeah, he's a lot better than what I thought.
We don't say his name. You ruined the
bet. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I ruined the something.
You ruined a bit.
The kid from Oregon can sling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. Well, okay.
You want to do pick 'em?
Yeah, we can go into that. That's fine with me. Last week, we struggled again. I think we were probably ruining people's financial futures at this point.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think anyone's paying attention.
I certainly hope not. If they
I think the only ones losing money is you, Dave.
Yeah.
First of all, if anybody's taking our advice, he needs some help right there.
I still think, like Philly was saying last week, just listen to Jordan and then you'll get it right.
Jordan. He'd be about the only one that's consistently like getting his bets right.
Yeah. Last week, we had Jacksonville. Who had Jacksonville?
I don't know.
Craig.
Okay, Jacksonville, you had them at a point and a half favorites. They lost by 35.
Yours was a lot more reasonable than what I did. I just picked the Titans, and they get blown out with 21.
Who had Atlanta?
I had Atlanta.
They won.
Yeah.
And they covered.
Jordan's right again.
When the field goal was like, I think they hit like a 50-yard field goal.
We had 3.5 here, so yeah, they won by 4.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So were you sweating bullets watching that?
Oh, I had so much money on it.
I had Carolina.
JK, just the mortgage.
Carolina plus 1.5. They proceeded to get down 17-0 right away. I looked at you in the stadium and was like, well, our picks are wrong again.
That was another one. Like, I don't know what to think about the Redskins because...
Or Carolina.
Yeah. Well, one week they're...
Is Carolina good?
Decent. Another week they're horrible.
They beat us and they gotta be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a game that we look back on at the end of the season and hope that wish we would have won. That.
Yeah,
that's one that we let go.
Well, that doesn't really hurt you because they're NFC.
And Philly, you screamed in the mic so loud it gave me my ears bleed last week. The Titans plus 2.5.
It was actually plus 22.5. So they covered.
Did you buy the points?
Yeah, yes. You teased that pretty well.
Yes.
So we were a whopping 1-3 last week.
I think Jordan's got information somewhere.
I do.
To follow up our 3-1 week from the week before, so we're 4-4 in the last 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
Bad at 500. So we'll start with Jordan's pick for this week.
I'm going to break my rule.
What's your rule?
Not involve Cleveland in
your
this.
Your cardinal rule.
Keep your heart out.
Yeah, but I'm going to pick Cleveland plus 2.5. I always take points.
I'll always take points.
Bad points. Bad points to have.
Yeah. I don't think they'll get blown out twice, especially by Tampa Bay. I think they had their, like, okay, back to reality game. It is at Tampa Bay. I think it will probably be somewhat of a shootout.
Yeah.
So I like our chances, so I'll take Cleveland plus 2.5.
Taking the Browns. They are 1-0 in our picks this year because I took them once, and they covered. So hope that good juju continues. Garmin.
I'm taking the Rams minus 10.5 against San Fran.
Minus 10.5, a lot of points.
I think so. Like, the NFL wants that so badly ratings-wise to be a rivalry. But I just think that, like, the Rams defense will pull together and Goff will go off. And I don't think, like, CJ Beathard, I can't imagine he just continues, even though he's playing well right now.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that continues.
He's a gunslinger.
He's slinging it right now, man.
Oh, it's a
fun. Nah, this is looking like a bad pick.
No, I don't know if it's CJ. I think it's, who's their head coach?
Mike Shanahan?
Kyle Shanahan. I think he's just good.
He can do
it with any quarterback.
I thought you meant his first name wasn't CJ.
No.
Okay.
I was like, I'm pretty sure
it's CJ all the quarterback. Philly, pick.
I'm going to do some reverse psychology. So I took the Titans last week, and they... So, which, actually, this is probably a good pick anyways. It's LA Chargers -6.5.
Okay, and who they playing?
The Titans.
Oh, you're going to get your own team.
Yeah.
Well, but they, probably a smart
they
one.
Haven't scored a TD in 3 of their 6 games, so could happen.
That's
again.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
And I'm going to go with the team that looks like they got it right last night. No defense, but they could score. It's the Patriots. I'm going to go with the Patriots going into Chicago as 3.5-point favorites.
No defense. He picked them off twice.
Oh, yeah, they did. Only gave up 40. But yeah, I'm going
to
pick
bound to happen.
The Patriots going to Chicago, 3.5-point favorites. So
we're going into Soldier Field.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah. The Bears didn't look great this week. So I think the Patriots.
Brock Osweiler did.
The Brocket Chip.
Yeah.
He did pretty good. So yeah, those are our picks. Hopefully they continue to trend upward, and hopefully this week didn't hurt anybody's college fund.
So don't listen to us.
So tonight's draft 8.0 is famous duos. And actually, it's not famous. It can be anybody, any kind of duos. Doesn't even have to be in sports.
Singers, sports, movies,
absolutely.
TV shows.
Are you doing it right now?
No.
Real life?
Be thinking of it. We'll give our fans a break to call in and give us their duos as well. So 419-516-0702 or on Twitter at FR Practice Squad.
Draft 8.0.
Yeah, we'll play that again when we come back on the other side of the break. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th.
Back. FR FR Practice Squad. At FR Practice Squad on Twitter, 419-516-0702. Give us your best duos as we go into the draft 8.0. Do you have it ready?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Producer Jordan.
Turn the audio down here.
Draft 8.0. Yes, welcome to the Draft 8.0.
Draft 8.0.
I was gifted with this radio voice, I tell you guys.
It's my ringtone now.
Draft 8.0.
Okay, sorry.
So, yeah, as that drop told you, it's a draft 8.0. So, best duos. It can be anything. It can be food, music, sports, whatever. Who wants to go first tonight? Oh, don't raise your hand so quick. Philly's starting Philly tonight.
Ooh.
First time.
All right. Well,
wait, we have to do... do you have your pick? Yep. Okay.
Oh, wait.
When your pick is in, you have to point to Jordan.
Oh.
Sounds.
My first best duo is going to be from a series of movies I liked when I was younger and still like, as right how old I am right now. I'm going to go Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
Oh, that's really good.
That's so cute. That one's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
So
and
I'm going to play that sound after you guys give your explanation. We're going to do that. Just FYI.
So we have to make our pick first?
No, you have to like say what why you're picking and then wait to the next.
Right, gotcha. No, I gotcha.
You got it?
I probably won't do that for all mine. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, Woody, that's a good one. Woody and Buzz. I like it. Mm-hmm. You go next.
Okay, I'm going to do this one because I feel like just because of my fandom, I'm contractually obligated.
Okay.
Batman and Robin. Yes. My pick is Batman and Robin.
Yes.
Boo. Yeah, you can boo all you want.
Robin's lame.
Reach.
Jets fans are here.
Yeah.
Robin's not lame, and that's not a reach. That's
Dick Grayson.
One of the Robins.
I knew you were going to say that. You're going to say, oh, that's just one of them. There's
mine's
so many other Robins.
Kind of up that same alley.
Okay. Comic book? In that alley?
In a way. I mean, it's part of my life up to now. And my selection is rum and coke.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So it's a young boy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very similar to Batman and Robin,
just
yeah.
Just a weekend essential that kind of lets me know it's the weekend.
So yeah.
Rum and Coke is...
Rum and Coke's always a good start to a weekend.
Pour some rum and coke and Gotham knows it's safe.
Okay. I got my pick. I'm going to go with the classic basketball duo of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. It's pretty easy. I mean, through the 90s Bulls, I mean, you couldn't stop them.
So did you have like a Michael Jordan jersey or Scottie?
Of course,
Pippen?
I had multiple Michael Jordan jerseys.
Yeah.
Were you the one Michael Jordan fan out there?
Yes, I was the only Michael Jordan fan.
I was so hipster.
But Scottie Pippen, man, he's such a good dunker.
Super underrated.
Yeah.
Because he played with the greatest of all time.
I know. He's such a good player. And I just go sometimes on YouTube and watch his highlights. They're really fun to watch because he was just dunking on everybody.
His dunk on Ewing is amazing.
Where he like pushes him.
That's
after,
one of my all-time favorite dunks.
He has some of the most aggressive dunks back in that time period of basketball. He was just, it was awesome. So check that out. So I got my second pick too. I'm going to go in the music genre. We're going to go with John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Mm. The music writing duo of the Beatles.
Wow, the Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
Oh, wait, we got a phone call.
You're on the air. Who do we have?
Yeah, I just have my favorite duo.
Oh, welcome. Yeah, what you got?
Yeah. Second time caller, third time listener.
We appreciate it. We're happy. Did you ever sell those rabbit cages a couple weeks back or whatever?
Still got them.
You still got them. Well,
Freeman and Foley. Freeman and Foley.
Freeman and Foley.
Oh, wow. I forgot about Freeman and Foley.
Wow.
All the all-time greats, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. What? I didn't even cross my mind.
Me neither.
No. And you even made it. That's funny.
Yeah.
Holy, it is a great duo.
It really is.
Could be arguably the greatest detective duo.
Are we ever going to make a sequel to that?
Yeah, it's in the works. Got to get the script approved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to get funding.
I'm holding out for a bigger contract.
Yeah, you're kind of the holdup.
I am. Yeah.
The GoFundMe page is like at $1.5 million for David.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I don't know if we left it. We did leave it as a sequel with
absolutely
the Trays.
Yeah, they're still
Freeman Foley.
Yeah.
So Neil doesn't know Freeman Foley.
Oh, Neil.
Okay.
I would say almost nobody knows Freeman
Foley. That's probably a good assumption, too. We should assume.
Kids we should. Grade.
Yeah. So, David, do you want to say?
Nah, not really. Yeah, I'll explain it. We made a high school movie together, a full feature length film, an hour and a half. What was the runtime?
Probably an hour 22.
Yeah. We didn't have a script. We didn't have anything. We kind of just ad-libbed everything as we went.
We started with we filmed our
ending scene first, or no?
No. What do you want to call it? A montage.
Yes.
We filmed a montage that we thought would be funny, kind of built a movie around it.
Yeah, that's true. The montage was of me working out and running hills and running stairs and
reading books.
So anyway, Freeman and Foley are two detectives, Neil. Jordan being Foley and me being Freeman. We went with the stereotypical cop names because you can like yell Freeman Foley.
Yeah. Oh, Foley!
Yeah, I'm Foley.
Hamburgers, Foley. Hamburgers, Foley.
So,
Hawthorne University.
Yeah. Hawthorne University. And we proceed to solve a case as competing detectives. But little did you know, we have a past.
Yeah.
Where we used to be partners. And through multiple things, we come together and solved this case.
And the murdered boy, I believe, was Wes Collig.
Yeah, Wes Collig was murdered, as was Tyler. Was Tyler Judy?
Tyler Judy was
alive. He made a cameo. But, you know, even though I've seen a lot of dumber scripts get made in Hollywood.
I agree.
So
I agree 100%.
Although the whole gangster thing in the middle is kind of stupid, but...
I'll take your change.
Yeah.
You ain't no homeless, man.
I'm going to hate you for the rest of my life, man. It's extremely quotable.
What a great movie.
Yeah, these quotes are going over everyone's head.
There's a bunch of one-liners on there that we could.
Some various DVDs out there that
I'm scattered. Trying to find bootlegs. So if anyone's got one, put it on eBay. You're going to be rich.
Yeah. Sure, it's probably on the black market by now.
Thanks for the call. We don't have a name for that guy. We'll just call him Caller 1. Thanks for calling in, Caller 1.
Patient 0.
Patient 0. So yeah, I had Lennon McCartney. Pretty much the chief songwriter for the Beatles, Ringo, and I can't think of the other guy right now. George Harrison wrote some songs too, but yeah, that's mine. So Jordan, you're up.
All right. My second choice is something that's pretty essential and that I like to use at least once a day, or once a night, and that is a bed and pillow.
A bed and pillow.
Yes.
So
a good duo.
Yeah. Like, was it more pillow and sheets? I guess no. You need a bed.
You need a bed and pillow.
Yeah.
That's strong because I enjoy sleeping.
I enjoy a bed. So I enjoy pillow.
Looks like I got a steal in the second.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Essentials for life. Garmin. Looking at his notes, you have a paragraph on there.
No, okay, so this was one that I'm going to do just because, like I said, I told you guys before I didn't do any sports ones. We're just going all movies, and with my next pick, it is Quentin Tarantino and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And my list is so long is because I wanted to figure out all the movies. So he's got Django, Kill Bill Volume 2, Pulp Fiction, Inglourious Basterds, Jackie Brown, Hateful Eight, and True Romance.
He's in all those movies.
He's
not in every single one.
No, but like I just love all those movies. Love Tarantino movies. And I think Samuel Jackson won an Oscar for Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Is that a question?
I know he was nominated. I don't know if he won.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Did you guys see the cut up of Samuel from Pulp Fiction and the Judge Kavanaugh thing on Twitter?
No.
It was very good. That's going over everyone's head. Philly, you're up.
I'm going to give some love to the Lakers. I'm going to go Kobe and Shaq.
Sorry.
Thanks for the heads up, Phil.
Yep. My bad.
Good pick.
So, yeah.
You went with Kobe and Shaq over Penny Hardaway and Shaq, huh?
Yeah.
Probably a good choice.
Yeah, how many championships did Hardaway Shaq win?
None. But Lil Penny was hilarious. Do you remember Lil Penny?
You know what? I'm glad he was funny.
No. Chris Rock was Lil Penny. He was like the little I'm sorry. Why are we talking about Penny Hardaway? You pick Kobe and Shaq. Talk about Kobe and Shaq. They're good.
All right. Then my next one. I'm going to go with a classic singing duo where a lot of old people would probably like Sonny and Cher.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
I will give you $10 if you can name one song they sing.
No, I can't.
I got you, babe. That's the other one I know.
I know how he died.
But Neil's going to pull out that Billboard book. He's got anthologies of Sonny and Cher. Garmin.
Okay, so my last two are
you picking back to back?
Oh, wait, am I up?
No,
I had Philly pick back to back.
I have the number one pick, so
Garmin shouldn't pick back to back.
No.
Yeah. You just got to pick one.
You just got to pick one.
Well, wait, so I pick now or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Avon Barksdale and Stringer Bell from The Wire.
That's actually a really good one.
Yeah, very good one. They run the drug gang. What was their name? Baltimore. Their gang?
I don't remember.
They have a name for that? Just the Barksdale clan?
Just the streets, dude.
No, it's just the streets.
It's the corners, man. I want my corners.
If anyone who cares, Avon Barksdale is the one linebacker from Remember the Titans. And that's the only other thing I ever remember being in.
And Stringer Bell's
Stringer is Idris Elba. And it's one of the best shows ever.
Good pick.
Is this my third pick? Will be the hit duo in a couple of great 90s comedies. David Spade and Chris Farley.
Yep. Yeah. That was what I was thinking too. That's good.
Tommy Boy and Black Sheep were the VHSs I would always rent from the video store, you know, back in junior high or elementary school. Just nice, clean comedy fun. Good one-liners. I think
clean comedy fun.
Yeah. A good duo of that. Just worked well on screen. And they had some good SNL sketches too. But I think that's the only movies they did.
It's the only time I've ever been a fan of David Spade is when he's next to Chris Farley.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably right. I'm trying to think. He was in Just Shoot Me. I don't know if anybody likes that movie.
Hilarious.
Way to sound really confident about that.
It's good. It's a good show. Back
I don't know if anybody likes it. It's all right.
All right. David's up.
Yeah. Go ahead. Chris Carter and Randy Moss. Random. Wasn't really even a Viking. I had a Randy Moss jersey. When I was a kid.
Yeah. You're just a fan of dominance.
But those two were awesome together. Mm-hmm. And Randy Ross was like a rookie, and the veteran Chris Carter, like they were just unstoppable. Dante Culpepper, well, it was first Randall Cunningham throwing to him, and then Culpepper throwing to him. But it was just like, I remember it was like the first time I watched football offense was.
You're like, I remember.
Yeah, because it was kind of back then, it was still a lot of running game. And
back when someone threw for 300 yards, you were like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, and they were constantly doing that. So kind of the birth of the modern NFL, I think.
But it is now, yeah.
Yeah. And then back to back.
Is this your last pick?
It is.
Yep.
The holidays are approaching, and I'm going to go with my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving, and go with mashed potatoes and gravy. I love mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, I love mashed potatoes and gravies too.
I mean, mashed potatoes are good by themselves, but when you put that gravy on them, it's another level.
Mash and gravy.
Do you like dressing?
No, I hate dressing. Yeah, dressing can go to that place.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Get it out. It's soggy bread.
Yeah, breading or stuffing can just get out.
Get out.
My last pick, I have a lot of good options on the table still.
Whew. Fourth round flyer.
But I can't believe they're still in the fourth and it has to be a flyer, but I'm going to go with Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm not.
Yes, good, don't do that.
I'm going to go with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
The Carters, call themselves.
And also / Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know if anybody else is going to pick Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, three Bonnie and Clyde.
Why do you got to ruin it for everybody? Like, you had your fourth pick, say it after when everybody's
They're the modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're the worst. That is the worst.
Bonnie and Clyde 2000.
That is the worst pick. I know. I have no problem with Jay-Z, but in my opinion, like, I'm just, I think Beyonce, and I feel like
she's not full of herself.
Okay.
Not at all.
I don't want people to hate me, but I don't care. She is the most overrated thing on this.
Do you remember
planet.
That thing on like one of those award shows where she was like pregnant?
Yeah.
And she like did this like monologue for like 2 hours.
I've been waiting for her.
Around.
I've been waiting for
she
her the
last 10 years just dude. To disappear.
Queen Bee, dude.
Queen Bee.
Queen Bee. I do not kneel at the altar.
She
Beyonce.
Sucks. Boo.
She was pregnant and she took that picture of herself. It yeah. looked like something that they put together at a trailer park.
Although Crazy Love still a jam to this day.
It's still a jam.
I mean,
Delicious Baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good song, too. Yeah,
she has some dope songs.
All right.
If I have enough Twitter
she's
followers,
okay.
at me. Go ahead, attack me. I don't care. Beyonce is overrated.
Oh, I agree with you.
Dude, the queen.
Your last pick.
After you.
My last pick? Jordan, hit me. The comedy duo of Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Oh, that's pretty good one, too.
Always. Of Step Brothers fame.
Of Step Brothers fame, and anytime those guys do Talladega Nights, they got the new movie, yeah. Holmans and Watson. I don't care. If those guys are in something together, I'm going to watch it, and I'll probably laugh. Yeah.
Very good. That rounds it out for everybody.
Hey, don't say that.
Vivian Schmidt texts in. She says Cheech and Chong.
I ain't done yet.
My dad
oh, you're not done?
In.
I thought you did your last two back-to-back.
Well, we already know it's Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, it's going to be Bonnie and Clyde. The actual real Bonnie and Clyde. The famous husband-wife bank robbers.
Yeah, the actual the bank actual, robbers yeah. that got murdered by a barrage of bullets and not this
FBI
poser, which, Jay-Z yeah. and Beyonce, who aren't that at all.
You don't know how their life ends yet. Mm.
Okay. I don't think they need to rob banks.
They rob pockets, dude.
Bonnie and Clyde.
If they get gunned down, then that'd be
well,
pretty
let's
cool.
Not, let's,
but
no, whoa, whoa.
I don't know
we
about
do
that.
Not, hypothetically, no, we do not wish that.
Well, you're saying it's the modern day Bonnie and Clyde. How well if they go the same way? That'd be pretty ironic.
You struck a chord, Jordan. Yeah. Beyonce does not sit well in this studio.
Yeah, don't bring your Beyonce takes in here.
Do you have any other honorable mentions?
I have the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, those two good, two great ones.
Yeah,
to be fair,
massive bodies of water.
They both sit on either side of my favorite country.
Those are really important to the Earth.
Together, they make like half of the world. I guess I should have picked that.
That's
one.
A really good one. Better than the freaking Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I think that's the best one. Mom and Dad. That's a good duo.
No.
Yeah.
Well, single parent families are better. Okay. Yeah.
My dad texted in with a very dad text with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Kevin from Deer Park says Zelda and Link.
You would.
Yeah.
I had, I don't know how many people watch the show, but I think the first season of True Detective is one of the best seasons of television of all time.
So yeah.
Russ Cole and Marty Hart.
Marty Hart.
Another video game, Master Chief and Cortana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
What about like Walter White and Jesse Pinkman?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. I think we did better after the fact than we did.
I'm really sad. I didn't pick. I'll get him an undrafted as a
sign. Undrafted.
Put him on the practice squad.
Pacific
the oceans.
And Atlantic Ocean.
The oceans. Yeah, what about the North and South Pole?
No, not really. You can have him, David.
Thank you, guys.
That was a horrible pick.
That was a really
You'll cut him in a couple days.
The Atlantic and Pacific Ocean are less controversial in here than Beyonce.
Yeah.
True. What about the Indian and the Arctic? Is there an Arctic Ocean?
Yeah. There yeah. isn't. There's four oceans, right?
There's five.
Is there five? There's like seven seas.
The Black and the Dead Sea.
Yep.
Indian Ocean.
Pacific, oh, yeah. There's an
Pacific, Atlantic.
Arctic.
Arctic and...
We'll do some research here and find out.
It's a geography radio show. Yeah.
But keep your duos coming in. We like to hear them. Call us 419-516-0702, Texas. Or just go on Twitter, FR Practice Squad. Jordan, you have some looks like tonight? We can come back after a break.
I do have some looks like, and I have some would you rather game.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. We're going to do some research on our world's oceans. And Jordan has some more stuff, so we'll be right back.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
This is Mitchell Pugh, president of the Fort Recovery FFA chapter, announcing that the FFA and Cooper Farms have teamed up to sell turkey rolls prior to the holiday season. Mixed roasts are on sale for $30. To order, contact any FFA member, call the high school, or check us out on the Fort Recovery School's homepage. Pre-sale deadline is October 18th. Order your turkey rolls today.
Hey, we're back. FR Practice Squad on Twitter. 419-516-0702. Jordan.
Yes.
You got some comedy for us? Got some look-likes?
Maybe. So what do you guys want to do? The Would You Rather game, or do you want to do looks like first?
Can we mix them in?
Just do looks like first.
Let's do... No, we can't.
Okay.
You can't mix them back and forth.
I'm out. Okay, yeah.
So, and these aren't... I'll have my... my failed sound ready to go, but we'll see how these do.
We'll go with looks like first then.
So I mix, not all these are mine, FYI. I should claim that. All right. Does Patrick Reed look like if Shmarmy had a venom-like power and took over a body?
Who?
Patrick Reed?
No, Shmarmy?
Shmarmy.
Who's that?
No, Shmarmy's like a... an essence of like, he just looks like he's schmarmy. He's kind of foolish.
Oh, no, give that a
I mean,
did you know what that was?
No, I
schmarmy?
I didn't know schmarmy. Is that like a, is that a thing we call people schmarmy?
I don't have the definition for me. I just thought that was a thing.
I will tell you, I think that might have been the first time
in what's the origin of the word? Sorry.
Can you use that's it in right. a sentence?
No, I can't. I'm just going to move on. Failed. Does Patrick Mahomes look like Eric Andre in 21 Savage?
Yes.
Very much so.
I don't have that ready. I don't have a good guess.
It's all right.
Good laughs we'll have to do. Does Paul Feinbaum look like the bookkeeper of a mafia family who eventually caves and becomes an FBI informant?
Yeah, we need to put like these guys' pictures on Twitter.
Yeah. Because like I like you've used it before, but he has a Weasley looking face.
I could do a thousand on Paul Feinbaum.
We could have a Paul Feinbaum looks like day.
Does Jared Goff and Josh Rosen look like the two people in a Jeep driving up to a beach party with coolers full of Corona?
Yeah. Like hot chicks, and they're just like ready to have surfboard definitely on top of the
surfboard.
Jeep.
Where's your beach?
Yeah. Find your
banking
beach.
On that
find
wood. Your beach. Banking on that wood. That's a Beyonce song.
It is.
I don't care.
Drunk in Love. Is
surfboard.
It? It's a banger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it?
Does Bruce Arians look like the friendly body shop repairman who won't charge you for the oil change because he feels bad charging you for $100 for new brakes?
Yes.
Does Jeff Fisher look like every semi driver you pass on the interstate? Yeah. Does Jeff Fisher look like he changes into a bathrobe to answer the door?
Yes.
Does Jeff Fisher look like the casino pit boss who stares at you while you ask for $200 in chips?
He does. He looks like so many things.
Yeah. Does Lou Holtz look like someone who always stumbles into success? I'll take the L. Does Sean McVay look like the guy sitting at the end of a bench press looking through his phone instead of working out?
Yes, he does. Very good. That's a good one.
does Jeff Fisher look like the guy who comes out of nowhere to punch the guy who's about ready to beat you up? All right. I got it. Does Jason Witten look like the new principal who tries to super hard to relate to kids?
Yeah. I don't think he's good on Monday Night Football either.
No.
Do you think it's going to last?
It will last this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but maybe. Next year, I don't know.
Apparently, there's like some rift between him and Booger McFarlane that haven't seen yet.
Really?
Even though I hardly watch Monday Night Football.
Alert, now, Tyreek Hill's in the backfield. Alert. Did you guys see that last week? Yeah. He like called that out during the game. Alert, Tyreek Hill's in the backfield. Alert.
And I was like, what? I was like, shut up, Booger.
Does Eli Manning look confused about every word said to him?
Yes. He just looks confused all the time.
He always stands on the, like, his mouth is always agape.
Yeah. Why is everything so hard?
Mouth's open. He's got a little, he's just always like thinking, like, why can't I throw the ball?
This is my last one.
You're getting that down.
Yep. Does Andy Dolan look like a cartoon dinosaur who just hatched from an egg?
Yeah.
That was a stretch.
That was a stretch.
But this scenario is funny.
There's some pictures out there that I think he looks kind of like a dinosaur.
Yeah. I can see it. If there was like a medium drop,
normally you do such a good job painting the picture. That's why I laugh. Like the scenario is so detailed. This one, I'm like having a hard time picturing Andy Dalton coming out of an egg.
Yeah, that's always hard to.
I don't.
I can picture it.
So you have a would you rather? What's would you rather? This is another new segment from your brilliant mind.
Yeah. Is it like a fun game that we can all partake in?
Super fun game that we can all get involved in. So first question: would you rather? All right. So you can only listen.
Are these sports related?
No.
Okay.
They're not. Kind of a little bit, but this one's not. So would you rather have to basically any song you listen to, any time you turn on the radio, any time you're at a party, the only song you can listen to is Mambo Number 5 or anytime you turn on TV, the only thing that plays is the movie Little Nicky.
Ooh. Mambo Number 5.
I think Mambo Number 5.
Mambo.
What? You take Mambo Number 5. Mama.
You can't get through it.
You would watch Little Nicky for the rest of time.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I'd rather listen to Mambo Number 5.
I think Mambo Number 5 eventually would drive me crazy to the point where I just die.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Little Nicky's horrible movie.
Yeah, Little Nicky is terrible.
That'd be way more fun than Little Nicky's so bad.
Yeah.
I can't.
Who else is in Little Nicky? I forgot about Little Nicky.
I can't sit through Adam Sandler doing that voice for like an entire movie.
You can't stand me for one movie. I like the idea of like,
is he from hell or something? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
he's one of the devils, Satan's son. One of
but
four. Think
about like, but like Satan's not proud of
one
him.
One of three.
Overanalyzing Little Nicky because that's all you can watch. Like any party you're at, they're talking about Game of Thrones. Did you guys see Little Nicky? that's actually really deep.
No.
Okay, so is everyone picking Mambo Number 5?
Yeah,
what about if I said Who Let the Dogs Out instead of Mambo Number 5?
I'm still taking the song.
Who Let the Dogs Out.
It makes it worse.
It does make it worse.
I'd rather have Mambo Number 5 than Who Let the Dogs Out. Who was I talking to that saw Baja Men recently?
What?
No, I was talking to someone in Cincinnati. Where they saw.
First of all, what is Baja Men doing?
He went to Ball State and he saw Baja Men. Like a couple. It's been.
What do they do? Do they just play Who Let the Dogs Out? Like Christian
music. So they play Christian music, and then at the end they played Baja, like Who Let the Dogs Out. Everyone freaked out.
That's what you do when your band fails.
And they were very concerned about drunk driving. He said, like the whole time, like nobody drive a drunk. No. And then they play.
Is that your
You can have if you want, like, that's how they stay alive. Have a shtick and then go to colleges and do that.
Yeah. It's like you play Who Let the Dogs Out 6 times and good night. See you guys later.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah. No. That's it. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Ready for next one?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather live in a house that has 50 cats or live in a house with no TV?
Ugh, cats.
Ooh, this is a
okay, so
one.
50 cats, but I got a TV or no TV at all.
What's the square footage?
square footage is very important.
Are we allowed to kill
the
this
current
cat?
House? The current house you live in.
Oh God.
Ooh, that's unfair. I have the smaller house. I'm trying to like weasel my way out of it.
They have to live in the house.
Can you just put them all? Like, if I could just leave them all in the basement.
Sure.
Do I have to feed them? I have to take care of them.
You have to take care of them.
Oh, gosh.
So we just can't shoot them.
No. You know.
That would be taken care of.
I'm still, yeah, give me the TV. Do I get all my subscriptions still? I get all my HBO, yep, on Netflix? Yeah.
I'm going to go without no TV. I'm going to go with no TV.
I hate cats. Because
it would be horribly annoying.
Not just horrible, like the hair, yeah, the smell.
I can always just walk to Garmin's and watch TV. So.
This would be hard.
With,
yeah,
my 50 cats.
Oh, that's true. You have 50 cats.
So. I'm going no TV.
Yeah.
Cats are horrible.
Two no TVs, one cats.
Give me the cats.
Yeah. Cats are horrible.
All right. So would you rather... Every time you sneeze, you change genders.
That's what you were laughing about earlier.
Or, no, I guess. Or,
I'm a woman. Oh,
come on.
I can't do it. All right.
Would you rather?
It cannot be that funny.
Would you rather change genders every time you sneeze or not be able?
Do you want me to read it?
No, wait, you won't be able to read my handwriting.
Okay.
Or not be able to.
Come on. Here's the worst part of it. Once you get it out,
I'll live up to it.
I know. I'm sorry. Would you rather change genders every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between muffins and babies?
What?
Between muffins and babies?
So, like, okay.
You eat babies?
Accidentally.
Every time you see a muffin, you think it's a baby. When you see babies, you think it's a muffin. You don't know the difference.
I'm going with the sneeze because I'm not going to eat a baby. Under any circumstance.
We're confusing so many people that just tuned in to the radio.
I don't eat that many muffins. But I do know a lot of people with babies, so I don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah, so you'd be true, like, confused every time, like, can is I, that a muffin?
Can
why is she holding that muffin?
Yeah. Hey, can I eat that?
I'm going to go with, I don't know. I don't want to go with change gender.
Nah, I'd do that because, like, girls' bathroom is probably cleaner anyway, so you just sneeze.
Just by conjuring.
Like, if you got to go number two, I'm taking a girl's bathroom.
That's true.
10 times out of 10.
All right, so I'll go with the gender one. I'm a woman now.
Philly?
I will go with a muffin and baby one.
You have a baby.
I know.
He's like,
but you
wouldn't have the difference.
I don't.
Just try and label Cam. Not a muffin.
That's just too much. Like, me, I'd probably like, oh, okay, you're used to peeing standing up and you sneeze and you forget it and you're like, oh no.
Now I got a mess.
And girls are, I think, are more dirtier than men, so.
Ooh, that's a hot take.
Ooh, hot take.
Got any more of those that you can read?
I got, yeah, sorry. That was the one I knew I wouldn't be able to get through. I got one more. This is about NFL. So would you give up watching NFL football? Like, you can't, I think maybe all you can do is, let's say, know the scores. Actually, not even that. You can't even know the scores.
No.
So, like, NFL. You never know what happens?
Yeah. No. Or every Saturday of the year, 1 to 5 is spent at a family reunion.
Oh. Wow.
I'll go to the family reunion. I like football too much.
Same every here. Saturday, though, you have to go.
From 1 to 5?
I could do that.
Can I, like, Skype?
That's why they make alcohol in this world.
No.
I can't Skype into the family reunion?
No.
Hey, guys, what's going on? My wife's pregnant, and we're doing well. See you later.
Sorry we can't be there.
That's why alcohol is around.
That's true. You could drink it that. I'll go with the family reunion.
Well, I'm obviously taking the family reunion because otherwise I have nothing else to live for. I can't watch the Bengals.
Hence why we were so disappointed yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's good. I like those would you rather. That starts some good conversation.
Yeah.
And
important conversation that we need to have.
As long as you can read them, they're good.
Don't eat babies.
Oh, man.
Just don't eat muffins.
I'm like sweating.
Right, you're good.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to end our show. So, our gist of tonight was we're sorry if we depressed you all tonight with our horrible football teams this week, but we hope next week is a much more fortunate week for our teams, and hopefully we can get some wins. So, for David Schmidt, for Jordan Stogler, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger, have a good week, everyone.